a dog which left a Colwood woman with a broken nose, concussion and her own pet pooch injured, has been classed as not dangerous by a Capital Region District, CRD, investigation. The news has come as a surprise for Cindy Andrew, who has asked the city of Colwood to review its own animal control bylaw and assist her with an appeal to the CRD. She feels the definition of a dangerous dog, as described in BC's community charter, does not take into account the intent of the animal, only the physical effects of the attack, which she says poses a risk to public safety. Describing the unprovoked, vicious attack, which took place on Owens Road on December 28, 2024, Andrew says a large dog, roughly 70 to 80 pounds, bolted from a house in pursuit of her pet Farley, a 50-pound duck tolling retriever. With her dog under attack, Andrew jumped in to defend him. In the melee that ensued for several minutes, I was knocked down and broke my nose, said Andrew, speaking at a City of Colwood meeting Monday, January 16. I have many cuts and bruises and a bite on my knee, and Farley had a bite wound on his armpit and bruising in his abdomen. With the help of two passers-by, the attacking dog was eventually restrained, and first responders, police, ambulance and the CRD were soon on the scene. Andrew gave a statement to the CRD, expecting serious repercussions for the offending dog and its owner, but was left disappointed when the CRD said the animal did not meet the dangerous dog criteria. According to the community charter, a dangerous dog is a canine that has killed or seriously injured a person, or has killed or seriously injured a domestic animal while in a public place or on private property. A dog can also be defined as dangerous if an animal control officer has reasonable grounds to believe it is likely to kill or seriously injure a person. Colwood's animal control bylaw uses the community charter's definition for a dangerous dog, setting out rules for ownership, including the use of a muzzle and leash when the animal is in a public place. The City of Colwood contracts CRD Animal Services to enforce its animal control bylaw. In this case, we believe the dog in question poses a significant threat to humans and other animals and should be considered dangerous, said Andrew. While the level of injury may not meet the serious injury or death criteria, is it intent we should consider or simply the physical outcome? Sympathetic to her experience, Mayor Doug Kobayashi told Andrew the city would review its bylaw, a motion unanimously approved by councillors. I do take this exceptionally seriously right now, said Kobayashi. I wanted the process to work, and I think the process has failed us. The mayor also said he would personally contact the CRD to ask for Andrew's case to be reviewed. This incident has prompted a review of the city bylaw in collaboration with CRD Animal Services to determine whether there are provisions required beyond what the community charter outlines, confirmed a city spokesperson in an emailed statement. The CRD was approached for comment.